Your body is present and you are aware of it. That's the highlighted bit. The subtext is, during trance you often do let your body drift aside, but I'm still adding something to it. I'm vibrating some component of your brain. In your ears, there's some nerve ending carrying what I say through to that arousing, imaginative, sensual organ inside. So when I speak to you, when I give you the ideas from my head, I'm also carrying the sensations I'm feeling, the context I'm in and you're in. And I need your lips to be here. Warm, soft, heavy surface of my breast pressed to your face. My nipples sliding between your lips. They're heavy, pushing down on you. I'm letting my body lean over you, soothing you with the weighted presence from above. And that brings my breast into contact with your face. Open your mouth. Deliberately suck my nipple inside. Feel a drop, just one lingering drop on your tongue. Sweet, mind-numbing, flooding in. Your head may be filling with my words, but your mouth now fastening down, locking on my nipple. Sucking, pulling fluid inside, feeling it flow from the tip, my breast heavy and pushed to your face. I moan the mixture of pleasure and pain that comes from you sucking, drinking deeply, exchanging the energy I'm carrying here, the milk in my breast, the warm, weighed down, empty feeling in your head, flowing back and forth between us. And the more you suck, the more you drink, the more you interact, well, you're just going to become aware of the heavy, pliable feeling of my breast. You can take the other one in your hand, if your hands are able to move, to grasp, to grip. Squeeze if you like. I quite enjoy a bit of pressure on my chest. Lick, suck on my nipple. Milk flowing down your throat, my breast hiding everything from vision. There's just my chest, just me pushing against you, covering your face deliberately. I reach around, grip the back of your head, pull you against my chest. Good. Good pet. You can whimper, you can vocalize, you can move your body, but as long as you want to keep sucking, you want your brain to get blanker. You are beneath me, under me, I'm covering you. Suck and drink. Feel as I slide my body right against you, rubbing your leg between mine, feeling how wet I grow. Focus on my breast, suck on my nipple, drink deeply, let my milk inside your head. Thoughts get a little cloudier. After all, the physical addition of a substance to that body that you are so acutely aware of would surely change your alertness, your fetish, your desire, your tranced state to something different. Good pet. Under me, belonging. This is where you belong. I'm offering you the chance to serve, to suck, to lick, to drink, and that is because you are under me, with me, hearing me, mine in this moment. Beneath, sucking, drinking, fading. Many thoughts may fade, but your body, its actions, its motions, its tricks and pet mannerisms are here with me. Sliding my fingers down the back of your head, down past your collar, down. Sliding anything that's in the way out of the way so I can push my skin to yours, my breast against your face, my abdomen against your chest, my legs wrapped against the high point of your leg, grinding my pussy close, near, wet, pleasurable, slick, hot, a reminder I am above you, pet, holding your body here. Try to squirm or move if you like. You know you could go if you wanted to, but if this is where you want to be, we might both enjoy a little pleasurable squirming, a little contortion of body as I move your head back a little, slide my nipple out of your mouth, switch breasts. Your body exhibits certain natural responses when you are near me, under me, listening to me. In this state, my milk flowing into you, filling you, making you feel a little bit more filled up, even as your thoughts grow vacant. This is sure to exacerbate the aforementioned tendencies. A tendency toward deepness, toward trust. You know I've got some plan, some idea, some finishing state for you to be in, and a deep, abiding, body-floating, mind-numbing trance, focused on your body still being able to move, is part of that design, part of that machination, part of what's in the future for you. Drink. The other breast is there, the nipple pointed against your lips and now sliding between them. Suck. Lick. Encapsulate. Drink. Sweet, mind-numbing, a cloying sweetness. You can just feel it. Grab my other breast, run your fingers over it, the supple, soft texture seeming to stick to them, your mind seeming to stick as your saliva slathers over my breast. You leave bits of the thoughts you had before behind. Milk replaces, it displaces. Sucking on my breast is a good way to start your pet state going. You feel controlled because you allow yourself to by sucking, drinking, consuming and encapsulating your thoughts in the blanking flame of my heat, my sweetness flowing into you, and I'm sliding away, pulling my breast away, turning around, looking down your body, but also sliding my thighs up so they're on either side of your head, pushing you down, reaching, sliding my hands down you till I'm gripping your thighs. Till the wet, shining slit of my pussy is in front of your face. Drink. Open your mouth and lick up my juices flowing from the lips, arousing me, showing me your pet state has been enough to turn me on. And now you get to taste me. Lap and lick. Taste a different sweetness. Taste me against your face. Breathe deeply. And I watch your body. I watch for signs that you are anything other than deep and relaxed. And if I see some part of you twitching that could use a good rub, a good touch, I can reach my hands out and do it, because I'm facing down toward your feet, riding your face in reverse, rubbing my pussy over your lips, letting you feel my thighs on your cheeks, containing, confining, guiding, putting blinders on my pet, but only to keep you looking at what you want to see, running my hands down. If I see any part of you that is in need of a little more relaxation, I can reach out and touch it, surveilling your body from above as I am, as all you see is my wet slit and the juices you should lick and lap at. And just as I am watching for quivering in you, I invite you to watch if my thighs shiver when you lick me, if the taste of me drives you wild and your heated breath makes me shake and grip your head hard between my thighs, that's normal. And if I reach out, dig my fingers in whichsoever place I see signs of movement or anything other than relaxed, deeply drinking a honey-drunk pet state, I can reach out and massage, reach out and rub, reach out and reassure. My breasts are still there. You might get to taste my milk again soon, but so much of it is already in you that as you lap up my honey as well, licking my pussy, making me shake, your mind is free to get caught up in being filled with me, more than voice, more than vibration, more than anything else, filled up with my will to have you lick and lap and be under me, good pet. You're serving, pet. You're in a place you belong. You're in a place made just for you, under me, full of me, tasting, dripping, filled up. Taste me deeper. Dig your tongue in deeper. And just as before, just as with my breasts, when you lick and suck, taste my clit, run your tongue over my lips, pull at my pussy with your mouth, and just generally give me sensations, surprising, teasing, dedicated sensations. When you do that, you leave some of your saliva slicking my lips as you remove my dripping arousal. As a result, some of your thoughts are getting smeared around with the sign of your submission. Lick, suck, Work your tongue over my clit through the hood. All these things are dedicated, good things for you to be doing, things I quite enjoy. Licking at my pussy, tasting my sweetness. The taste of me is yet another way you know your place here is welcome. Sending pleasure into my body with your tongue, your mind gets numb, blanker, and that's okay. Be blank, lick me up, lap me up. Let your body's lust run wild. After all, I'm holding you in check. I'm holding you down beneath me for pleasure. I lay over your body, watching for any part of you that's anything other than completely captivated by my form. You can slide your hands up, grip my breasts as I face toward your feet, sliding my pussy on you, looking down over your body, running my hands over your body. It's okay to touch, feel the softness of my skin. I've given you permission, but it's all right if that touch is still gentle, tentative, exploratory. You beneath me, you in place, licking, lapping up my honey, tasting me. Drink it down. I slide away, a slick line of my juices on your chin, still connected to your tongue, sliding my form away, turning around, bringing my breast back to your mouth. So you can taste my milk in connection and conjunction with my honey, the two flavors filling you, the tang and the sweetness in your brain and in your belly, your body filled with the vibration of my voice, the encouragement of your place, my hands gripping your shoulders, pushing you into the bed, emphasizing that I'm putting my whole weight on you. Letting you feel me push you down, my breast against your mouth, suck, drink, taste, be more in your place, more beneath, more belonging. This is right where you should be. Doesn't that make you tingly? Doesn't that make you hot? You're beneath me, being stimulated by the mere presence of my breast against your face, my nipple in your mouth, my juices still on your tongue, my milk in your stomach. I'm sliding my wet slit down. I'm gonna grind my sex against your leg and let you feel it. Let you feel that wet dripping. You're under me, marked with me. And now, pet, you're going to be following me wherever I lead. Drink my milk, follow my words, subsume your mind, and enjoy what comes next. Good pet, suck blankly, deeply, drink deeply, blankly replacing thoughts with milk, with honey, with my hands on your skin and my form above you. We're in this together, and the pleasure I feel just takes you deeper, as every dedicated good thing you do makes you more welcome to your place beneath me. Your place in the world under me, listening to me, following along. That's all I need you to do. If you hear my words, the parts of your body that are so enamored with my nipples, with my honey, with my sex, with my voice, those parts of you will simulate, stimulate, evoke, and remind that you are a good pet in your place beneath me, and the taste of me is both reward and incentive, both deepener and trance itself, body and trigger. Suck, drink, taste, submit and subsume and be under, with, beneath me. Listen, slide, sink and obey. But rather than me, it's all right if you obey your own instinct, your desire. You're a good pet and you want to taste me, want to drink me down. So if I slide my nipple away and let my breasts bounce, filling your view, those nipples standing pink and firm and ready, well, that's all you're going to think about until you're given another command, another opportunity. Hold your mouth open. Extend your tongue. Welcome me back in. Throughout everything which follows, any time you feel anything other than absolutely deep in trance and relaxed, I'll notice. You'll find your mouth opening, licking or sucking, tasting my honey or my milk. Your brain's gonna fill up with sweetness, with blankness, with me. even more than it usually does, a good pet in your place being monitored by me for any sign that you're anything other than the deepest you can be. And I'll deepen you more, more, until even twitching, squirming movement fades away, and there's just you, waiting, receptive, a good, open pet.